President Trump has ordered the U.S. government to end paid subscriptions to news outlets. An email first obtained by Axios directed the General Services Administration to pull all contracts for Politico, BBC, and Bloomberg, and goes on to say cancel every single media contract. Some contracts are already confirmed as canceled, with Doge posting on X. Treasury leadership verified that their New York Times contracts were canceled today. The order from the White House comes after a story this week of Doge uncovering millions of dollars going toward news subscriptions for outlets like Politico, The Times, and Associated Press. Trump posted in part on Truth Social. This could be the biggest scandal of them all, perhaps the biggest in history. News outlets have since responded to the story. Politico, a left-leaning news outlet, received more than $9.5 million in federal spending over the last year and a half. A note to readers from the CEO and editor-in-chief states, Politico is a privately owned company. We have never received any government funding, no subsidies, no grants, no handouts. Politico Pro is different. It is a professional subscription service used by companies, organizations, and yes, some government agencies. This is not funding. It is a transaction. Charlie Statlander, Chunfor, New York Times spokesman. The New York Times, a left-leaning news outlet, says it earned nearly $2 million last year through government subscriptions. In a statement, The Times says these officials and other public servants are simply seeking to better understand the world through our independent journalism, like millions of other Americans. Lauren Easton, an AP spokeswoman. The Associated Press, a left-leaning news outlet, received tens of millions of dollars for its newswire services, the AP saying, it's quite common for governments to have contracts with news organizations for their content. While the Trump admin works to cancel government paid news subscriptions immediately, mainstream news outlets have faced other Trump directives since he took office, like ordering NBC News, The Times, NPR, and Politico out of their Pentagon workspaces to implement a new rotation program designed to give other non-traditional outlets access to Pentagon media spaces. First up in the new rotation, three right-leaning news outlets, One America News, Breitbart, and The New York Post, and then HuffPost, a news outlet that leans left. The White House press room has seen a shakeup as well, with the new makeup of reporters in the room, including non-traditional journalists. This week, Sage Steele, a former ESPN host and now independent podcaster, was first to take the new media seat, designated for podcast hosts and social media influencers.